Hello, world. You're listening to Business Podcasting Made Easy on the number one global business talk and news network on the internet, IBGR, International Business Growth Radio. Welcome to Influencers Formula, where you get a roadmap to instant authority and thought leadership with a podcast that you're proud of. I'm Donna Cundy, co-founder of the IBGR Network, global radio authority and podcast expert, and producer of almost 14,000 podcasts.
And I'm Ben Joya, three-time international best-selling author with teachings that reach more than 50,000 people worldwide. And the reason why that happened is what you're going to be learning and how you're going to learn to leverage your podcast as you take this journey with us for the next 13 weeks. And remember, before we jump in, if you want direct live support from us for your business podcast, then contact us today at ibgr.info. And this week, we'll keep walking you through an easy to follow, proven plug and play way to get your podcast done in just 13 minutes at a time and in just 13 weeks. So follow the formula each week and welcome to the show.
Yes. And this is week 7 of 13. So hard to believe. The title for the four-part mini-series that we're going to be laying out for you is The Podcast Profit Playbook, Building Your Monetizing Muscle. The next several weeks, 7 through 12, is going to be all about your podcast profit playbook. So these are going to be the pick and choose of how you're going to monetize, how you're going to leverage. We've been talking about leveraging. Today, we have interviews, how to get the right influencers on your podcast, training, giving value and monetizing your podcast, the elevated infomercial, research, development, and choosing lucrative content. And then finally, we'll wrap up this series with partnership monetization strategies with ads, affiliates, sponsorship, and how to choose.
Beautiful. This is such a wonderful, exciting week. And it follows, Donna, from last week, because we talked about instant death to your podcast, right? No like and trust in your special sauce, the extra 12%. Right? How to sit behind the your voice effectively and how to build an audience of engaged listeners for your podcast. So that was all the last week's stuff. So take that together, mix it up in the formula and build your monetizing muscle this week, right? Because today's episode is interviews, how to get the right influencers on your podcast. And that makes it season 11, episode 25, all of a sudden.
It's so crazy. It's so crazy. But let's open this one up here with a quote from Eric Eng. It's a Cundy with an E at the end. So we're going to call him Engie. When your brand first makes it its online debut, it will be relatively unknown. Audience members may begin to trickle in one by one, but you'll want to find a way to turn that trickle into a downpour. And I think that really sets up where we're going today, Ben, because it is about how to turn up the volume, how to get that spigot flowing so that you have the downpour instead of the trickle.
Yeah, beautifully said. And it's so interesting how it's raining cats and dogs behind you.
Right? Yeah, it really is. You noticed.
Art imitating life or life imitating art. leading us to something very important today and always throughout this series, right? It's about becoming a person worth listening to by giving the right influencers a reason to be on your show. And remember, there's so much power in borrowing other people's audiences.
Right. Because they have that know, like, and trust. And with your podcast, you're now positioning yourself to really be that go-to person. And that's how we're gonna talk about in here. But if you have any questions along the way, just make sure that you reach out to us for direct support at ibgr.info, because there's a lot, especially as we get into the playbook. We were talking about this as we were creating this building the muscle can be a little bit difficult, and we want to be there to support you on your journey. Be sure also to subscribe to the show at influencersformula.com so you never miss an episode. There are going to be 52 of them in your playbook when we're all done and finished. And it's going to just be that easy way to get you from here to there. In the what you need to know about this episode, it's about making life easier for yourself by putting yourself in front of others' audiences in a way that's good for you, that's good for them, and that's good for your listeners. It has to be the trifecta, the win, 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 or it's not going to work. But when it does work, it's magic.
It sure is. Yeah. The whole three-legged stool analogy, right? You can't do a stool with two legs, right? It doesn't happen. And something really important to remember, Donna, that I love to remind people, whether this is around books or around podcasts, right, is that yes, it's great to borrow other people's audiences, right? Connect with influencers who have your listeners. And remember that influencers also want your listeners, even if you don't have a lot yet, right? Because they get an opportunity to grow, you know, their following. And that is really important to them, right? So this is not a one-way street. You are serving them by finding, you know, these great connections and great partnerships for yourself.
I'm so glad you said that, Ben, because your podcast is evergreen, which means that when you're building this content, it even when it's a recording, which a podcast is, it still has a lot of value. And your listenership today is not going to be your listenership tomorrow, especially when you start following our playbook. Mm-hmm. And there's people that are early adopters that see the vision that you're creating, that want to be a part of that journey because they believe in what you're doing. And influencers are part of that as well. The other piece to that with the influencers is that many of the, you know, you might want to look at those that maybe are just launching a book or that are having some type of a campaign that's running out there, because they're always looking for reasons to tell their audience a new spin on what they're doing. What I mean by that is when you reach out to them strategically at this point in their marketing, they're going to want the opportunity to talk about their product, their new launch, without talking about it. And the way that they'll do that is to say, hey, I'm going to be on Ben Gioia's podcast. Here's the link. Come and listen live. And I'm going to be talking about my new book, you know, something about my new book, a new topic about it. So they're able to have a reason to talk to their audience to keep them engaged about what they're doing as well, just because they're on your podcast. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. And I'd love to add to that. And that influencers are not, you know, unlimited fountains of content, right? They need content, they need products, they need other ways to serve their audiences beyond what they have available. So you're offering them a tremendous service, them and their listeners, by connecting with them, you know, and creating these partnerships together.
Yeah, absolutely. And at this point, you might be thinking, well, how do I find these influencers? And we have a couple of ways to do that. Look at, first and foremost, look at your former and current client list. That's a great way to tap into an audience. They may not be, when we're talking about influencers, they may not be like the Kim Kardashians, not that you'd want that kind of an influencer on your show. Maybe you do, but you know, those big names, but they still have their own network that you can tap into, and you've already got that know, like, and trust. You already know what they do, and that's a great place to start, as former and current clients. Where else can they go, Ben?
Yeah. So potential clients, you know, potential strategic partners in your market, your field, your industry. You know, remember that, you know, people who have half a clue understand that, you know, you put one and one together and it makes much, much more than two, right? Some of the greatest leverage we can get is through these partnerships. And, you know, just like Donna, you were saying, you know, former and current clients and having the know, like, trust in place already, it makes it really easy for people to say yes. And, you know, other people who are in your industry, that also makes it easy for people to say yes. And keep in mind, sometimes I've chatted with this and with folks about this, you know, in the context of their books, it's like, well, you know, what about competition? Take competition out of the mix, out of your vocabulary here, right? There's plenty for everyone. There's plenty of space. Nobody can do what you can do.
Right.
In the way that you can do it. And that's how you're going to win. And that's how you're going to win, win, win. That's why people are going to say yes to you. And, you know, the last part of that, if you know, you've exhausted the first two lists, is check out a podcast community or podcast matching platform like matchmaker.fm. You know, there's a bunch out there because, you know, everybody and their mother, it seems, is making a podcast these days, but you want to, of course, find the ones that are, you know, most relevant and beneficial to your audience, or if you're just getting started, you know, who you think your audience will be. And we're going to talk about that, discovering, you know, looking at analytics and downloads and unpacking that scientifically, shall we say, through this process. Yeah.
And one last thing on those podcasting communities and matching platforms, what I have found with our methodology is that the content consistency, creating four per week and launching that out there, gets our podcasters at IBGR recognized on a lot of there's PR people that will take high level podcasters and they'll reach out to podcast people and say, hey, so-and-so wants to be on your show. So they might even start contacting you, which is a fantastic thing when that happens. As we begin to wrap up today's show, what we want you to do is just brainstorm a list of influencers that you know and a wish list of those you want to know. Who in your network can connect you to those people? And how will you position yourself so they say yes? That's what we want you to do today. What else do we have to say, Ben?
Yeah, just that we'll, through the rest of the day, we're going to talk about how to position yourself for people to say yes. Some of it is through the scientific understanding of what's happening through the podcast, you know, through the data of downloads. Some of it is, you know, using your listeners essentially as a focus group, right? And paying attention to how can you serve in the best possible ways. So it is a win-win-win. And remember, throughout this whole adventure, if you're not haven't done so yet, make sure to subscribe to the show at influencersformula.com. And if you want support from us for your business podcast, that's Donna and me and the whole IBGR crew, then contact us today at ibgr.info. And this is such an exciting week because we are monetizing and making it happen.
Absolutely. We have to wrap it up now. You've been listening to Business Podcasting Made Easy. This is episode 25, Interviews, How to Get the Right Influencers on Your Podcast on the IBGR Network. I'm Donna Cundy.
And I'm Ben Gioia.
Thank you so much for listening. Don't go anywhere, though. We're coming right back.